I am your host, Jose Montoya. Welcome to Sigma Hero, the podcast that inspires you to do what you always want to be and achieve your full potential in life. Reprogram your mind, design your future life. That is right. We talk about a lot about changes and transformation and everything, right? But don't settle for a paycheck. Design a career of your dreams, and definitely that is the way to go. There are so many ways to encounter this, and I will give you a couple of other recommendations in order to be able to do that. Let's talk about the problem. Engagement. Employee engagement, without any question, it is one of the most critical points for the companies in these days. 65% and probably more of the employees are not engaged in their jobs. What exactly is the problem with that? Is that the performance of the company has been affected, service has been affected, and bottom line, if employees are not engaged, definitely that is going to be projected in the results of the company. The execution is going to be poor, performance is going to be not that good, and that is something that companies are not even taking care of that. They have a good talent, and if they are facing any financial situation, the first option for the companies today is to lay off the talent. What exactly they are doing? Guess what? They are getting rid of the quality and the brain of the company, and that is going to be affecting the company overall performance at one point sooner or later. I remember those days when people were planning to spend many years with a company because they are proud to represent a specific brand and make a career in those companies, and at one point after 30 or 40 years with the company, be able to retire and receive one of those plaques, trophies, Rolex, or a very expensive pen, and of course, a nice compensation for the devotion of all their time into the company. Those days, unfortunately, they are long gone, and we need to think about something different, a different approach, because those days are not coming back anytime soon, I guess. So let's talk about the solution, rather. In a recent Tony Robbins event, my major takeaway was one of his famous systems, OPA. O-P-A, outcome, purpose, and action. The outcome is extremely important. If we think about what is the result that we want for every single project that we have, then we are going to be taking the proper actions in order to achieve that. But if we don't know what exactly is the outcome that we want, then basically we are going to be just walking. And most likely we are going to be walking in circles and we are going to end up in the same place. Just imagine if you are going to start putting bricks one on top of each other without knowing what exactly you are going to be doing. You are going to be building a house. You are going to be building a nice huge hotel or whatever the case may be. So you need to have the blueprint and the outcome of what exactly you would like to have at the end of any given time. So it is important to predict the outcome that you would like to have and then focus on the purpose. What would be the main purpose for everything that you're going to be doing? If you know the purpose, it would be very, very important for everything that you do, because in that way, all the attention is going to be concentrated into that particular project. But if you don't have any purpose, like something that people like to talk about it, right? They focus on money. They said, well, I would like to have a lot of money. And if you ask the question, I mean, what exactly you would do when you have a lot of money, they are scrambling, thinking about the answer. If you don't know what exactly you're going to be doing with that money, most likely you won't get the money because you don't know what to do with that. So it is important to have a purpose for everything that we do. It has to be meaningful, and it has to be documented as well. And going in that sequence, you have the outcome predicted, and you have the purpose defined, then the action has to be taken. An action is putting together a plan in order to be able to achieve that outcome that you would like to have, right? I would like to add something to something that is key, which is momentum. Momentum is important. If you have done all these sequence, came out with the outcome, figured out the purpose, have created an action plan, then you need to keep the momentum, and instead of waiting or postponing when you're going to start, you need to start right away. Because otherwise, little by little, your idea is going to be diffusing if you spend more time thinking about it, or just having a gap between the last stage and the action. My recommendation is always that if you complete all these stages, then start right away, and you need to adjust part of the action plan that you have designed, then you can do that, but still you are going to be working on that. Keep pushing forward day in, day out is the way that you are going to be able to see results. And talking about momentum, we are in a digital world today where, I mean, we can access information, we can share, the collaboration is there. And for 2020, 40% of the new opportunities for employment are going to be freelance, it's going to be contract work, or the consulting portion of that. So if we know that by 2020, 40% of the new jobs are going to be freelance, contract work, consulting, basically what we need to get is prepare for that. And I probably mentioned it already, anticipation is key. And for example, in our company, we have a program, 90-day program, that is called a transformation mindset. And basically, we guide people to get into this right away. What we do is show the people how to create a network of 20,000 or even more followers in the most important platform, which is LinkedIn. Everything related to business has a huge potential, and we can show how to access to it and how to work it out and grow that network. Also, and probably the most important, is how to generate six-figure income right after we finish the 90-day program. These are probably the two more important points that we focus on, and I would recommend to learn more about it. Go to the description of this particular podcast, and you are going to find the links to that information. This is what I have today for you, hoping that this is something that is going to create some attention and for you, and get prepared. Most important is to be prepared for any given situation in the future. Thank you so much for your attention, and I'll see you next time.